Jeremy Bradley here once again, live from Nashville, Tennessee. I am moments away. I need to take a moment here. I am moments away from signing off from our radio show after 15 years. And just as I wanted, I'm at the Grand Ole Opry, backstage, about to walk out there on that famed circle to do my final goodbye. Audrey, I might need a moment.
Well, all the time you need.
Thank you. You know, let's talk about the tours that people can do when they come here, and then we'll talk about the history of the building. Or what should we do first, even? I don't even know.
Right? Let's. So
yeah, I mean, right now we're sitting in a room surrounded by these music icons, these legends. Tell everybody where we're sitting.
Yes, we are in the family room backstage at the Grand Ole Opry House here in Nashville, Tennessee.
And I mean, let's just name drop some of the people on the wall behind behind me.
We've got Porter Wagoner, Archie Campbell, Brad Paisley, Little Jimmy Dickens, Barbara Mandrell, Blake Shelton, Dolly Parton, Vince Gill, Garth
Doll
Brooks, Carrie Underwood. I mean, I could go on. There's everybody. The whole family's here.
Is that, I see Dolly and Kenny, yeah, they're on the wall. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just everywhere you walk down the halls. I mean, it's pictures. Now, when people start the tour at the very beginning, there is an incredible video with clips and songs and lights and everything. So the tour starts really with a bang.
Yes, it really immerses you and kind of gives you as much history as we could cram into those first 10 minutes to give you guys all a really great idea of where we started, where we've been, and where we continue to go, which I really love about the Opry. That's what we do here. You know, we highlight the superstars, the legends, and of course the up-and-comers here now at the Opry.
And you've got the Wall of Fame with everybody's names there, and you know, my pal Rhonda Vincent is the latest name. She was on our show a couple of months ago, and then I was on our tour bus causing trouble last night, but well, we had a good time. And so, you know, and even she said, you know, she just really put it into perspective, because as an artist, country, bluegrass, this is the place. This is what you wait for. This is, and for some of them, this is bigger than a Grammy. This is bigger than an award. This is it.
Yes, this is how you know you've made it. This is the family that everyone in country music wants to be a part of. This is where, you know, your name stays, and you have, you know, you put Grand Ole Opry member at the end of your name, and it's, you're like, oh, you're somebody, you know?
And everybody waits for that question to be asked.
Exactly.
So are you going to ask me the question?
I wish I had the power, Jeremy. I wish I had the power.
Can we call, like, Dolly or Brad or...
Right.
Rhonda? Can Rhonda ask me? If Rhonda asked me on the bus yesterday, does that make it official?
Let me call Rhonda.
Rhonda. All right. She'll tell us after. But, yeah, so, I mean, there's also the live shows. And I know that you guys have a big milestone coming up this fall.
Yeah.
Maybe, are you inviting, like, I guess, former radio personalities for that?
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome. We will be celebrating our 5,000th Saturday night broadcast. We have been going since 1925. We have made it through floods, world wars, the Depression, just about anything. Anything could throw at us, including the COVID.
Yeah.
We have made it through. And that circle has been unbroken.
I was going to say, circles on the wall behind me, and then this, the flood, it's the marker on the wall, too, in this room.
Yes, exactly, yes. We never forget, you know, again, where we've been and where we're trying to get to, you know?
Well, you know where I got to go.
Yes.
I got to go to the stage. I kind of want to, and I kind of don't want to. It's like a huge moment, but then I'm like, they're not going to turn the lights on me when I'm up there, are they? They're going to just, like, drop the curtain. Quickly, tell that story. Okay, so there's a picture on the wall of everybody. Tell the story about the
yes.
curtain.
Okay, so I love that picture. I'm so glad you pointed it out. So there was a time when Connie Smith and Little Jimmy Dickens were on the Opry stage, and of course they're two of our shortest Opry members at the time. And the curtain didn't go up all the way, and so it kind of fell back down, and so they tried to hold it up while they were singing their song. And again, the shortest Opry members. And you can see our security guard Jim is out there. Roy Acuff went out to help. And a few other tall stagehands tried to get the job done for him. But I can only imagine what that would have been like.
Oh, so definitely everything you can, you know, see here is, it's incredible. So the website where people can get more information about the shows, the tours, everything is?
Yes, Opry.com. We've got shows going every Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday nights right here in Nashville, Tennessee. You aren't going to want to miss them. Just great, great talent every show. So please come out and come see us.
I'm going to go back to my dressing room, have a moment, and then head to the stage. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. The highlights from the Nashville trip, nashville.jbonair.com. Remember, we've got the Hall of Fame. We've got the Ryman, everything. nashville.jbonair.com. Thanks so much. This has been wonderful.
Absolutely. Glad to have you, Jeremy.